Today's daf is Samad Dalet. We're holding by the right up on the top at the Halakha Mishnah. Kiddushti et Bitiyah. A man says, I was Makadish my daughter when she was a Ketana. Or he says, I was Makadish her and I accepted the get. So in the first case, he's saying, I was Makadish her, she's Asur Lekuli Alma. In the second case, he's saying, I was Makadish her and I got a get, so now she's Muteret, but she's Asur Lekohen. So in this case, if she is indeed Varehi Ketana, and now she is still a Ketana in front of us, in both of these cases, so then he's Ne'eman. Whereas if he says, Kidashtiya v'gerashtiya kishihi ktana, but she is currently a gedola, then eino ne'eman. In that case, if she is now a gedola, even though he could have done what he said in the time that she was a ktana, in this case we don't believe him, because right now she's a gedola. If he says, nishbet, she was captured by goyim, ufiditiya, and I brought her back, paid the ransom, the result of which statement, if believed, is that she's Asur Lekohen, because always the assumption is that the Akum raped her. So we made a general halacha that there's an assumption of rape in case of kidnapping. So in that case, he's not Neman. Bein shi ktana, bein shi gedola, we do not accept what he says. Mishnah Reisha, Mishnah Seif. I understand, what's the difference? Either we are believing the father or not believing the father. No? No, says the Gemara. Because the difference is that the two cases of the Seifa are inherently different than the case of the Reisha. The Reisha is Biyadeh. At this point, she's still a Ketana. He is able now to be Mekadosh her, and then he could even be Mekabel again. It's still in his hands. Therefore, he's Neman to say that he did it. Because Malo L'Shaker, he could do it right now. So something that is Biyadcha to do, you are believed in saying that it was already done. Masha Enkein, in the Seifa, there's nothing that he could currently do where she is now a gedola, or whether she's a gedola or a ketana, there's nothing that he can do now to passel her from the kuhuna. So you might understand, why not? Harebi yadola hasi ala chala, leka pasla mi kuhuna. Let's say that he would accept kedusha now from a child that was born of an issa kuhuna, which is called a chalal. So in the same way that a mamzer creates a mamzer, a chalal creates chalalut. And therefore, she would become, and halal, of course, is a different than mamzerut, because the woman is also becomes a halal. So then he could create a halal. So if he's telling us now that he did, in fact, purchase her back from the goyim, but she is a surah to a kohen, I mean, you could make her a surah to a kohen. Says the Gemara, you can't. Because, halokasha, we're holding over here in the Mishnah, Kareb Yadustoi ben Yehuda. Rabbi Dustoi ben Yehuda says that benot Yisrael are a mikvah tahara lechalalim. That once a cholol marries a bat Yisrael, to which there is no iser, Torah never says that a bat Yisrael can't marry a cholol, cholol can't marry a bat Yisrael, it's perfectly kosher. It's only a din in terms of kahuna per se. So if there's no iser involved, the child is perfectly kosher for kahuna, so she becomes now a mikveh. If the child is kosher for kahuna, then the woman is kosher for kahuna. So what good would it do to be mekabel kedusha from a cholol if in the end the woman is still not psula lekahuna, not psula letruma? There's absolutely nothing went wrong with that marriage. I don't know why it's always showing distortion. Says the Gemara, okay, fine, let's say another case. Why can't he marry, he could accept kedushin from a mamzer? If he married her off to a mamzer, then he would definitely passel her to a kohen, and that's, I mean, maybe osir, but it certainly would be yodo, because kedushin is tofis b'chai ve'lavin. Well, no, the Mishnah is going a little bit of Akiva, who holds in kedushin tofsim b'chai ve'lavin. So, since there's no way to make such a kiddushin that it should be binding, it's not biyado to passel her for a kuhuna. That's it. So we have a very simple distinction between the first case in the Mishnah and the last two cases in the Mishnah. And the very last case, in that case, it's out of his hands whether she's a ketana or a gedola. Okay? So we have three levels. Case in the Reisha, she's a ketana and it's biyado. Case in the Mitziah, the second case, if she's a gedola, then it's not biyado. Third case, whether she's a ketana or a gedola, let's not be other because he can't marry her to a kohen, because he can't accept kedushin from someone who would have asked her to a kohen, and it wouldn't have helped him to marry her off to a cholo, because it wouldn't have made her possible with a kohen. Therefore, it's not be other no matter what, even if she's a ketana, it's not be other.
His believability is based upon what he could do.
That's what we just said. But as long as it's not in his hand, he's no different than anybody else. Malo l'shaker, the ultimate migo. But he gains nothing by saying the lie, because he could have achieved the ends that he wished. So therefore, if it's in his hands, so then he becomes empowered through that. And when I say the ultimate migo, because there's There's two levels of understanding an ego, as you know. One ego means that it's a psychological basis for believing him, since he could have said better. There's another element of ego, which is empowerment. So that in the normal issues of ego, the Achronim have a long and varied discussion about whether empowerment is part of the normal ego. But in terms of Biyado, he's clearly empowered. There you can't simply say that it's the believability. It's the empowerment of that believability. There's all types of differences in between the two approaches in details and subtleties in the Gemara. No. We're not interested in that she's muterat. We're interested that she's asura to the kohen. You're focusing on the wrong issue. The middle case is that she's asura to kahuna, because she's a grusha. That's why we're... So over there, that is biyada. Okay. Says the Gemara, but wait. Even alibita Rabbi Akiva. There is a way to asur her for a kohen. And that is, I mean, it's not in every case, but in the case where this daughter had been previously married and her husband died. No, but they never got their chuppah, so she didn't leave the reshut to the av. She's not a yitomah b'chayaviyah. So in that case, couldn't he accept kiddushin from a kohen gadol? And as Rabbi Simoy said, that even alibet Rabbi Akiva, kiddushin would, in fact, be chal in that case. The Tanya Rabbi Simoy omer, min hakol oser Rabbi Akiva mamzer, chutz mi'aman ala kohen gadol. That actually, Rabbi Akiva is meida, that when it comes to that single case of the Yisr Lava of Alman HaLekohen Gadol, there is no Mamzerut, and since there's no Mamzerut, there's also no limitations to the Chalot of the Kiddushin. Shari Amra Torah lo yikach velo yichalel. What does the Torah say? Almanah grusha v'chalotza zonah te'elo lo yikach, and then ki'im betula me'amav, velo yichalel zaro be'amav. Now, if the result of such a union was a Mamzer, you really think that the Torah would say lo yichalel zaro? Like, that's the problem. You have bigger problems. So clearly, in that case, the Torah is saying there's not a problem of mamzerut. There's only a problem of chalalut. Well, you're right. That would be a case. But we're not going according to the sheet of Rabbi Simoy. We're going according to Rabbi Yeshevav. Rabbi Yeshevav said, Bo v'nitzaveach al Akiva ben Yosef. It's time to make a demonstration against this Akiva ben Yosef fellow. Shehaya omer kol she'en lo bi'ab Yisrael avlad mamzer. He claims that anybody that's not supposed to be having intercourse is immediately creates a mamzerut. This is outrageous. According to him, there's mamzerim floating all over the place. Now, that seems to be saying kol. Kol means all. Any and all cases, including the case of Aman HaLekohen Gadol. Okay, so therefore, he clearly argues now with the shita of Rabbi Simoy, who says that Aman HaLekohen Gadol is a unique case, which even Rabbi Akiva is masking. Even so, says the Gemara, there's yet a third option. Okay, we got rid of the halal option. We got rid of the lav option. Sorry, fourth option. We got rid of the Aman HaLekohen Gadol option. But there's a fourth option. The fourth option is Yisrei Yaseh, Mitzri, Adomi. How about those cases where the Torah says third generation, fourth generation you can take, which is Mashma, Yisrei Yaseh, but not before. So that's a lav HaBamechal Haseh is only in Haseh. So now Rabbi Yeshevav is saying anybody that is prohibited in Bia B'Yisrael. Well, you see, there's two ways of interpreting that. I mean, if Rabbi Yeshevav was talking about his own halach, was not a response to the Aman HaLekohen Gadol business, and he was saying it's time to demonstrate against Akiva ben Yosef, because he's saying that every case is considered to be a mamzer, so then every case would include even the case of Asay. But if he was only responding to Rabbi Simoy, which Rabbi Simoy was saying, Aman HaLekohen Gadol not, but everything else, yes. So then all that he meant to say is, let us now demonstrate against Akiva ben Yosef for having added all lavim, even Aman HaLekohen Gadol, because you're wrong about that one. But he wasn't referring to the question of the Asay, right? So if he was talking about something on his own, as he stumbled and worked out, it's time to send around one of these internet petitions, which you sign, and then it gets to Akiva ben Yosef, or, you know, and so on. Thousands of people are up in arms. So, okay. But if all he's doing is to come along and argue Rabbi Simoy, who said that when it comes to the Alman HaLekohen Gadol, there it's a special case. No, says Rabbi Yeshevav, every case he messed up. So then he's only referring to that case. So according to this, there's still the option of a chiyav aseh. Says Rav Ashi, what are you guys talking about? You really thought you were going to explain the Mishnah on the basis of its being biyodeh? That's the point, that he could do it. Could you explain to me how you understood the part in the Mishnah that said that he could say that he was makabel et gita? Why could he say he's makabel et gita to aser from a kohen? As long as she's a ketana, it's biyodeh. How in the heck could he be makabel at gita unless the husband wanted to give her a get? I mean, that's not called biyada, is it? It clearly has nothing to do with biyada. I don't know where you came up with that. So, Omer Vajavit Tizbra, this is what you think. That the Reish is mishum to biyada. I mean, need to biyada to catch up. Maybe in his hand to accept kedushin. But it's certainly not in his hand to achieve a gerushin. Furthermore, I mean, I don't even see why you think that it's in his hand to be Makadosh. I mean, what if she's a dog? I mean, who's going to marry her? It's not up to him. I mean, he's got to find somebody who's willing to marry her, no? So if the Odi, Ilo Amar Haidel Anecha Begavav, if the poor victim says, I don't want to marry this girl, so in that case, Mimatsi Makadosh Niyalei Bal Korke, what's up to him to find a victim who's going to marry his daughter? No. So then even that's not Biyadai. So your whole approach was naive in the first place. Then you have all these fancy kashas. Well, you have the mamzer. Well, you know, you have the first the chol, then the mamzer, then the amalek and gadol. All of this is absurd. I mean, you're spinning your wheels because it never had anything to do with it being biyadai in the first place. Obviously, there's got to be another issue. So, therefore, I say, El Amar Ravashi, please, let's start from the beginning. I have a completely different approach. The reason that he is believed in the reisha when she's a ketana is not because of malo l'shaker. It's a special gzerat hakatuv. Reisha rachamana hemne. In the reisha, the Torah specifically says that a father is believed while she's a ketana. Ravuna, the Amar Ravuna Amarav, minayin la'av, shine eman la'esoret bito minat Torah. Where do you see that midioraita, a woman can be ne'eseret, through the father's statement that she's mekudesha, shnei emar et biti natati leish hazeh. Now analyze that statement. The moment he said et biti natati leish, before he said hazeh, what happens? Well, he would have stopped. Biti natati leish would have meant she's asura to everyone in the whole world. The moment he said then asura, the moment he says hazeh, hitira, he was not matir to that person. So it is biyado, therefore, to define the state of his daughter. Legabi isur, legabi heter. Where did the Torah believe him? Benisuin, himnei rachmana. The Torah only believed him when he says it biti natati. So over there is the case of the shvuya, where he's claiming, I redeemed her from the kidnappers, and therefore she's asur lekohen because she was undoubtedly raped. Yes, he's like anybody else. If one guy comes along and says, this woman was kidnapped, well, we're going to believe him to asur a woman as a cheskes heter? Therefore, b'shvuya lo hemnei at all. So where the Torah believed, as a ketana, so then we accept it. But otherwise, we don't accept it. Mi sha'amar b'sha'at mitato. Somebody is on his deathbed, and he says, I have sons, which means that my wife does not require a yibum. Ne'eman, he's believed that she doesn't require a yibum. But if he says, I have brothers, and I don't have sons, so then ain't no neman. So in other words, alma neman lahatir, says the Gemara. See, a person is neman to be matir his wife, ve'eno neman la'esor. But he's not believed to asur his wife, meaning to say that she requires yibum, and that now she is asura ziyavam la'shuk to anyone but a yavam. Correct? I mean, you can see here the connection of the two. We switched to the sugya of who is neman in terms of these isurim. So in general, it appears that the matnitin, name a matnitin to look at Rabbi Natan. Apparently the Mishnah is not like the sheet of Rabbi Natan, who disagrees with that. The Tanya, if somebody, when he was getting married, he says to the woman that he's marrying, look, I want you to know that I have children from another marriage. So you don't have to worry about Yibum. You know, so what if I'm 95? I mean, you know, I'm a rich guy. And if I die, you don't have to worry about if I have children from another marriage. Very worthwhile marriage for you. And then, as he's dying, he says, well, I was just kidding. Actually, Emo Bunny. Or Bishat Kiddushin, he says, look, you don't have to worry about me. Even if I die, I don't have any brothers. So you got no problem with Yibam. So he says, Eimlo Achim. Then, as he's dying, he says, just fooling, Yeshlo Achim. So in that case, he's Ne'aman Lahatir. We believe him that when he says, at the time of the Kiddushin, to be Matir his wife, but we don't believe what he says that would answer his wife, Divrei Rebbe. It was Rebbe Natan Omer. Rabbi Natan argues over there, and he says, "Af ne'aman le'esar."
Just because of condition,
but existed. No, we're going to see a very, very wise question. What was the chazaka that we're coming to change? Of course, that is central to understanding the whole sugya, and this is now what the Gemara is going to explore. So, Abba's right on target. Were you talking to me, by the way, or was that a telephone conversation that just coincidentally happened to work out? All right. So, apparently, we're going not like Rabbi Natan. Says Rabbi, no, this has nothing to do with that case at all. I mean, Shani Hatam given the B'Sha'at Mitaka Hadarbe Ema Kushta Ka'amar. I mean, that's different because I mean, over there, a guy who's coming to fess up at the moment of his death. You know, well, I know, it's terrible. I really misled you, you know. So, I mean, over there, Rabbi Natan is saying that the situation is such that he should be Ne'eman. But it's only because it looks like, you know, he's really telling the truth now. You know, he's coming clean as he's dying. You know, it's the old atheist in the foxhole. Yeah. All right. That's the reason. No, not about atheists. Only about not believed. Only in terms of what he wants to do with his money, and that's because of a takana. So, because of the name of Kushtakamra, it looks like he's telling the truth. You know, it's a sort of heads up. Says a buyer, what? Just the opposite. I'm like, Bible, I've called the chenu. I mean, it's a kosher cane that it should work in the other case. I mean, hashtam ha'ahata. The kamara leila diburiyim akushtaka omar. I mean, look, you're ready to believe this guy, despite the fact that now he is changing the situation. It was defined by his own dibur at the time of the kedushin. And nonetheless, despite the fact that he himself had previously said the opposite, you're ready to say, well, now he's facing the truth. No. It's a kosher cane where he never even said the opposite. Now he's dying. So why wouldn't he be telling the truth? It's a kosher cane. I mean, if we're going to believe him over here, there's no reason not to believe him. In the other case, I mean, there is a reason not to believe him. So how do you explain that? So there, even there, kushta, kama, matnitin. What would Rabbi Nassim say about the case in our Mishnah where he's not changing what he said before? The lo kama and absolutely lo kosher cane. Now we should say kushta kama, and yet we don't. So according to that, it would be against Rabbi Natan. No, sir. Your approach is backwards, says Abaya. It's a different issue in this Mishnah. El Amar Abaya, the difference is what Abba suggested. Matnitin, the lo muksik lan ba'achi, the lo muksik lan ba'bani. The Mishnah is talking about a case where we do not have any kind of preconception at the time of his death. We really don't know anything about him. So we don't know that he's got brothers. We don't know that he has children. I mean, as far as we're concerned, why would she need Yibam? We don't know anything about the situation. So now if he says, Yeshli Banim, he's now supporting the previous situation. I naturally would have made the assumption that she's not Chayevet in Yibam because I know nothing about it. What a chance that she's Chayevet in Yibam. So therefore, if he's now reinforcing what we already would have assumed, halachically, the Chazaka was until now, she's Muteret. He's saying, look, you know, 100%, nothing to think about. I have kids, there's no problem. You don't even have to worry about whether I have brothers or not. It's irrelevant. So there he's believed. Masha Inkein, when he wants to change around. So where he says, Kiman, delo muksik lan ba'bonim v'lo ba'achi, if he says Yeshli banim, he's Neman, because he's reinforcing what halakhically we already assume. But if he's saying Yeshli achim without banim, then he's Einu Neman, because lav kol kamini, da salak, kulei alma, why would he be believed as a single witness to prohibit his wife against the chazaka on other people? It's none of his business. Why should we trust him? So we don't say, well, maybe wouldn't he know? But he's not believed. Knowing is not the issue. It's believability. He's not two witnesses.
We can pass the common condition that someone has lived up to can assure the marriage, right? So why are we looking at it this way? That she was told something. I said, I'll marry you on condition that you don't have any children. Or you have a child, and now he finds out.
Because that's a very good point also. You see, we need Abba around all the time. This is outrageous. You're just going to have to start coming and staying. And as you open our eyes, every time you open your mouth, you open our eyes. Right. So this, as Abba is raising the question of if this being a ta'ut in the Kiddushin, goes back to the sugya we had earlier, that on the part of a woman, we say she's happy to find an excuse to get married. Because tav lemeitav tandu lemeitav armalo, that a woman wants to be married and is willing to fool herself into it. Because anyway, she figures, God only knows what you're getting into. Which is, of course,
a
true.
A girl marries the rich old man.
Whatever the case is.
When there's a will, there's a way.
Okay. So there, Enochinami. But the Braita, which you were talking about, the Machlokas over there, the Rabbi Natan, that's talking about the Mosek Lamba Achi. We're assuming until he opened his mouth that we know that he had brothers. We don't know that anything happened to them. We never heard of his having any sons. And lo muksik lan ba'bani. So then the point is, if he wants to aser her, and then anyway, all that he had to do is, and then it's, we would have believed, it's not that there's any edut, but what we have is now this chazaka that we've always assumed, even before he went ahead at the time of the kedushin and made his statement and told her, look, you don't have to worry. So then at the time that he said in the kedushin, yesh li bani, ein li achi. So if that's the case, if nothing had changed, we would have believed him, right? Because he didn't have to say anything. So now, when he's coming along, so I'm reading at the time of the Kedushin, Mali L'Shaker. So now, Micah Omar, L'Miftere Miami, Of all you're saying, what do you mean, Mali Lashak? He's trying to make sure that she's not going to get Yibum. She won't want to marry him. That's not a problem, because if that's all he wanted to achieve, I mean, then all he had to do was say to her, you needn't worry about Yibum, because you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to give you a get before I die. It'll be chal right before I die. And that way I'll make sure that you're not going to fall to Yibum. So in that case, when he changes his mind now, at the time of his death. So Rebbe Savar, that kayach of saying ma lo l'shaker, why did he have to lie? Why did he have to say at the time of the Kiddushin, you don't need to worry? Because all he needed to do was to make the other promise. I'll give you a get. Since he said it this way, there is a kayach of ne'amanut that he has because of the mali l'shaker. Now, the question between Rebbe and Rebbe Natan, says Abaye, is what is the status of the belief that is created of a mali l'shaker? Technically speaking, we have a number of different levels of believability in the halacha, and we have a number of different states in halacha. In other words, we have a state that's created with witnesses. A state that's created with witnesses can be changed only by witnesses. We have states that are created by assumptive realities, which are called chazakas. Those realities, there's a spectrum. There's assumed, because we never knew differently. There was a clear-cut state that had been defined by a psak or by something that had once been known. We just don't know if it changed, and so on and so forth. There's a broad spectrum of chazakas. Where exactly does the believability of mali l'shaker, which is what this person achieved at the time of the Kiddush, he was changing the situation. We would have assumed if when she got married, this woman, if this guy dies, is going to need you. He says, not a problem, honey. They don't know about it. My brother's died. Or they don't know about it, but I have a girl in every port, and I got children in Peru. Whatever. So in that case, we're saying, look, if all he wants to achieve is that she shouldn't fall to Yibum, he could do so by telling her that he's guaranteeing her a get. So mali l'shaker, very good. So now he's changing the assumption that we had before, the chazaka. But what level of change? What is mali l'shaker? Rebbe Savar, mali l'shaker ki einim dam. The believability of mali l'shaker against the chazaka is like testimony. So therefore, when he said those words at the time of the Kiddushin, we believed it and created the state of believability that, halakhically speaking, was defined by witnesses. Now he's coming along at the time of his death, and he's going back to the initial chazaka from before what he said. But that means that we are trying to undo something now. So that edut were oker, the original chazaka, and he can't go back to this chazaka because it's no longer there. Whereas Rabbi Natan Savar, look, mali l'shaker is not the equivalent of witnesses, right? It's like a chazaka. So that means that at the time of the Kiddushin, we had contradictory assumptions. Assumption number one was, well, the guy didn't have to lie, and he's claiming she's not chayevet in Yibum. That's just an assumption. There's also assumption number two. Before he opened up his mouth, we always thought that we knew what the status was. He once had brothers, once didn't have children, right? So in that case, we should basically have two chazakas, one against the other. That's exactly what happens. Therefore, says Rabbi Natan, we never completely undid the first chazaka. What we did was we held it in abeyance because he said the latest state that we have of communication, he claimed that he had children, or he claimed that he had no brothers. Now, at the time of his death, he's saying, well, actually, I was lying. Okay, there was always a chazaka that was true. He's trying to go back to the original status. So he certainly, the only reason we changed it in the first place was because of his own mali l'shaker. If he's coming back now to support the original chazaka, so then enochinami, he can indeed support now that other chazaka, because it was never oker, that original chazaka. So in the moment that he himself says, I was lying, then we say, well, we better go back to, because now we don't know what to do. So, okay, you don't know what to do. Go back to the original assumption. What's the original assumption? The chazaka was that there was a chiyuv of Yibum. So everything is fine. It's amazing what Abba has done. He's actually inserted a little sound device just in case he doesn't hear the Daf Yomi well. It goes directly from these mics. It shouldn't be chayshe that he's listening to somebody else or anything. Dear President, this is a Mishnah that we've discussed at length earlier. Let me remind you about the machlokas of Kiddushin Shein Masurin Leviyah. Remember, we had back on Nun Aleph that whole discussion. If you create a Kiddushin where the Kiddushin itself is the thing that makes sure that you can't sleep with this woman, so according to Rava, that's not a Kiddushin. It's a contradiction in terms. So if somebody now makes a Kiddushin, we had the case of one of two sisters. But he doesn't know which one of two sisters. So then that's not a condition, because then now he can't sleep with either of these women. If he hadn't said anything about the condition, he could have slept with either of them. Now he made a condition, now each one is a suffix of Achot Ishto. So how can you call a condition something which makes intercourse impossible when the whole point of condition is the opposite? So this was Rav Svar. Okay, we brought this Mishnah as an indication of problems with Rav. We used it to ask questions, which we're going to review once again, but we already know this Mishnah. So first we have halacha, somebody accepts kedushin for his daughter, and he didn't say which daughter. Well, the bogrot are not included. Ena bogrot bichlal. Now, I mean, the naive way of understanding this would be, once the child is already older than 12 and a half years old, so at this point the father has no rishos, so obviously ena bogrot bichlal. But again, that would be trivial. I mean, obviously he can't be mekabel kedushin for someone who's not piyado. Now the Gemara is going to have to figure out, so that can't be the case. What does it mean? Now, in another case, how about if a guy has two sets of daughters from two separate wives? Now he goes at his Makabal Kedushin for his Bito Hagdola, his older daughter. Oh my gosh. Except I can't remember what I meant by my older daughter. Did I mean the oldest daughter? Gdola Shebigdolot, the older of the older set? Or maybe I meant the older of the younger set. Or Gdola Shebigdolot. Well, for that matter, maybe I meant the younger of the older set who is older than the oldest of the younger set. I mean, that could also be supported by the language, my older daughter. So she's the youngest of the older set. But she's still older than the oldest of the younger set. Ooh, boy. So I'm not sure whether I meant G'dolah Shebigdolot or G'dolah Shebigtanot, or maybe it was even the K'tanah Shebigdolot, who nonetheless is G'dolah from the G'dolah Minagdolot, even of the K'tanot. All of the daughters are included in this fake, except for one, the very youngest that we couldn't possibly justify calling my older daughter. So chutz min haktana shebiktanot divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir's shita is when a person says something, he's an idiot. Which is called, technically speaking, adam machnis atzmo lesafek. People use words lightly, and they're ready to say things that may end up creating serious problems for them because they've been unclear about their intentions. Rabbi Yossi, if you recall, we've seen many times before, that Rabbi Yossi's shita is that we do not say adam machnis atzmo lesafek. He would hold a person basically is not so stupid as to say something that will create more problems than solutions for him. Why would he do that? So he's trying to use words in a way that will make sense, and therefore, kulam mutarot chutz min hagdola shebigdolot. I mean, why? Obviously, this is my older daughter. At the time that he said that, I mean, now he's second-guessing himself. But at the time that he said that, he's not such an idiot to have left it open to interpretation, which is going to destroy his whole family. It's crazy. So he certainly meant the oldest daughter. The same thing is true in the inverse. He says, Kidashti biti aktana. Now, on the surface, there appears to be no reason to have the same case discussed over again in the opposite direction. And the Gemara is going to question, I mean, what's the difference? Okay, we'll see. But let's just read it through now. So too, if he says, my little daughter, but I don't know what I mean by my little daughter. Do I mean the ktanash biktanot, my youngest daughter? Or maybe I meant the youngest of the older set of daughters, ktanash biktanot? Or maybe I even meant the oldest of the younger daughters, who nonetheless is younger than the youngest of the older daughters, so I don't know. Kulana Surot, again Rabbi Meir says, the use of the word younger could mean anything but Hagdolah Shebigdolot, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So the only one that is not included in this safek is the oldest of the older set. Rabbi Yossi says, on the contrary, Kulan Mutarot, there's no way this guy would have used the word my younger daughter, unless he meant the youngest daughter. So chutz min haktana shebiktanot, because again, the words are ein adam machnis et atzmo lesafek. People don't use language in that ridiculous way. Uh-oh.
I was back. What is the reference to younger ones? Why is it in the plural?
Oh, man, this guy is on the ball today. This is dangerous. We're going to be getting to that. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're not going to be getting to it in the Gemara, but we're going to be getting to addressing it because you brought it up. We'll see. Now, let's take a look at that first case. You're saying the bogrot, note the plural. The bogrot are not included. In other words, but the ktanot are all included. So the guy's got more than one daughter. Then if he accepted kedushin, so now all the daughters are also, he knows he accepted kedushin. But that means that this guy that he accepted kedushin, who's looking forward to his nice young wife, is not going to have his nice young wife, because it turns out there were two of them, and now each of them is usher on him. As each of these are usher on him, because it's a kedushin generally levia. Because this guy gave kedushin. Wait a minute. If you hold kedushin generally levia is not kedushin, so then what's the problem? Nobody's usher. By definition, this guy gave a kedushin in a way that is going to make it impossible for him to have either of these women, cancel the Kedushin. So I said, Rava. So says the Gemara, but wait. We learn from here, therefore, Shema Amina Kedushin, She'ena Mesurin Leviyah Havi Kedushin. Is this indeed a final proof from the Mishnah? That when you give Kedushin, that can never lead you to intercourse. It's nonetheless Kedushin. No, no, no. We'll have to say, there's actually a set of one older daughter and one younger daughter. So what it's saying is that the older is not included. Excuse me? It said the older Lushan Rabin, Bogurot, and you're claiming there's only one. Now, if there's more than one older, then there's more than one younger. I mean, we're talking about the same case. It means a set of older and younger daughters. 20 daughters, as far as I know. What are you trying to tell me that there's only one of each? Bogurot Katani. No. Bogurot doesn't mean members of the set. Bogurot means Bogurot the Alma. Older daughters are not included, not the older daughters in this set. Older daughters, Bichlal, are never included in a suffix if a guy is accepting Kedushin because it's not in his hands. Pshita, so obviously, I mean, that's a trivial statement. Bishleim, if you're going to tell me we're talking about a case where there's multiple daughters, then you're coming up with a big Kiddush. The big Kiddush being Kiddush Shein Masur and Leviyah is nonetheless Kiddushin, and all of the Ketanot are included. The fact that the older ones are not included is trivial. Now you're saying, well, no, actually there was only one Ketana. So then it is trivial. That I don't include people that he had no right to give Kiddushin to, that's not trivial. So then in Cain says, so then obviously it's Pshita, Bogrot, Mayavita Taya. What could he possibly do for the Bogrot? I mean, they have nothing to do with the issue. Why are we bringing it up? Well, obviously in this approach, what we have to say over here is that she made him, Dario, her agent to accept Kiddushin. So she said, look, if you see the right guy, especially if he wears a straw hat, I should leave off. Poor Rabin. So then if you see the right guy, grab him. That's what she said to him. So then why indeed is the older not included in the suffix? So it's good for what the Mishnah is coming to tell me. You might have thought that when he was Makaba Kedusha, he's doing it in order to achieve the agency. A person is not such a good kind of fellow that he's going to accept Kedushin for her benefit, where he doesn't get to keep the money, and let go of an opportunity to be Makaba Kedushin for his younger daughter, where he does get to keep the money. So therefore, it all boils down to the cash, and we can assume that he accepted Kedushin for the younger daughter. So Zagamara, what kind of... You're introducing now spurious issues that are not part of the Mishnah. I mean, couldn't we talk about over here that in a case... And let's keep it even. I mean, and what if she made him an agent and also said, and if you get the right guy, you keep the money? I mean, obviously the Mishnah is not coming to discuss money, so therefore that can't be the issue. True, says the Gemara. Let me zero in on that better. No matter what the case was, whether he's going to get money or he's not going to get money, there's another rule that's more fundamental. A person who has first a personal responsibility. He's got a young child, which it's a mitzvah for him to set up in life, which includes making sure that she has the right husband. And as it says in the Navi, give your daughters to husband. So that he feels is a responsibility. On the other hand, he's got this growing up daughter who's already 12 and a half years old. I mean, she's already out of the house and got her own apartment and so on. You know that Newt Gingrich, I don't know if you heard the latest. Newt Gingrich has come up with the solution for the American economy. Abolish adolescence. No, seriously. He says, throughout history, it was unheard of for there to be this interim period called adolescence. As soon as you became old enough, you reached puberty, you were an adult. Whoever heard of a teenager? Either you're a child or you're an adult. And at that point, you were expected to go out, lead a life, to take care of yourself, get an education. So now we create this cozy 10 to 15-year-old, a 15-year period in which people sit around doing absolutely nothing, being perennial students and strumming guitars and smoking pot and God knows what else. And this is destroying us. So nobody has to do anything. I mean, obviously, if you start life 15 years later, I mean, look what it's done. Destroyed education. Just abolish adolescence. You've solved everything.
The product of an affluent society. Yeah, he doesn't need these people.
That's what he's saying at this point. We need them.
We need them.
Exactly.
They don't have enough unemployed. What do you need them now for?
No, what do you mean? That's why we're unemployed, he's saying. Nobody gets an education. No, look, we're falling down on every level. No productivity. I mean, this is destroying us. Adarab, we do need them. It's because we're not properly productive. Anyway, but there's the situation over here. So on the one hand, this guy's got this I mean, he's got this older daughter. She's 12 and a half years old, but he's going to worry about her. He's got to worry about his younger daughter, which is his responsibility. Mamela, he will be makabo kedushin from her, because that's for the younger daughter. He's not going to do a mitzvah to Lo Ram Yaleh.
What else we say?
Oh, Abba wants to leave, and I was just about to raise this question. Okay. So now, Abba asked, big deal. Let me just finish it. Abba asked, big deal. So you've explained now the first case, right? But you didn't explain the second case. The first case, you can get away with saying there's only one girl. The second case is talking beferish about a bunch of girls. So what about that case? Now that question, indeed, the Gemara asked before. When we raised the circuit before on Nun Aleph, if you recall, so the Gemara said, well, what's Rava going to do with the second case? It's also Kedusha Shein Mesir Leviya. Says Rava, that case is talking about that the guy says, I know who it was at the time, I just forgot. So over there, the Kedusha was Mesir Leviya. Now, we don't have the information. And that's something else. There, obviously, the Kedusha was Chal, and now we're up to quick without a paddle. Okay. Anyway, going ahead over here, Mishi Yesh Lo Shtei Kitei Banot, and of course, the first thing that strikes us is that this Mishnah is incredibly wordy, because what do we have to go through this whole crazy case for about the Ketana Sheh B'Ketanot, the Ketana Sheh B'Gdolot, the Ketana Sheh B'Gdolot? I mean, it's the same case in the inverse. We can figure that out on our own. Says, well, no, you can't. You need both the case of the Gdolot and the case of the Ketanot, and I would not have been able to derive one for the other. Why? Because Yashminika Maita, if you only would have told me the case where he said I was Makaba Kedushin for my older daughter, I would say yes. Bahachkama Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is ready to say that a person would use that language despite the fact that it creates terrible problems in that we wouldn't know, because Kivanika Zutrimine Lachidola Karima. You see, it is something that is nice to say. And when he goes ahead and he says, Lashon Gedola, he's referring now to mature, and it's a thing that you'd like to say about this daughter. It makes you look good. It makes her look good. It's not like, you know, we have one kid in the family. We're trying to get rid of her. She's a little kid. I mean, that's not what you want to say. You want to say, I have a very mature child, and she's ready to build a home. And so, okay, so you would have used the word gedola. Why in the world would you have gone out of your way to say the kid? That's a terrible thing to say to the chassid, to say the kid. So I understand that over there he would like to use the word gedola, even though she may be the ketana of this group, but she's still gedola. So he will misrepresent her a little bit by saying, she is gedola. She's gedola than all the little ones. She may be the ketana in her group. Yeah, okay. Yeah, she's out of diapers. So, okay, over there, maybe that's why he says, maybe in the case of ketana, he would only use the word ketana of the one lahakta ketana lakuno korila. He would only use that word if it were unavoidable. So she is the youngest of the youngest group, so then, okay, fine. I'll call her the ketana, even though I would like to avoid doing so. And if it would have only said that case of the ketana, yidmar baha, perhaps this is the only reason that Rabbi Yossi said that he means the ketana sheh b'ketanot. So baha kama Rabbi Yossi. Mashenkin, in the case of the gedola, where there's a good reason to say that he would have used the word gedola, even though he's makdas atzman safek. So Bahakim Amodilela Rabbi Meir, therefore Tzricha. So now we need both of these cases to make sure that we don't mistake the reasoning here to be a dependency on the value of the particular term that you used as an adjective. Okay, fine. But so now you're coming out, let me just get this straight. Lamemra, so in other words, you're saying that according to Rabbi Meir Savar Machit Inish Nafshel Sveika, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Savar Machit Inish Nafshel Sveika. That's what you're saying, right? According to Rabbi Meir, people use language loosely, despite the fact that that loose language is going to get them into trouble. According to Rabbi Yossi, we always assume that at the time that the person is doing something, he certainly has in mind to do something clear. All right. Problem is with that can't be true. We have a Mishnah that says exactly the opposite in terms of who holds what. Namely, the Mishnah in the Dorim says, the Tanan, Hanoder Ad HaPesach. Somebody says, okay, you cannot have Hanod from my swimming pool until Pesach. Until Pesach means until Pesach comes, first day of Pesach. Achi Yagia. But what if you say Achi Yahei Pesach? Until Pesach has already been. So has been? I mean, so then Asur Achi Yitzeh? Then you can't use his swimming pool until after Pesach. That's clear. But how about if you use a iffy kind of term? At Pnei Pesach. Now, say at Lifnei Pesach. You said at Pnei Pesach. Now, Pnei Pesach has got a couple of meanings. I mean, so Rabbi Meir says, well, he means to be clear. And he means Achi Yagia. In other words, until before Pesach. Once it's no longer before Pesach, then it's okay. Rabbi Yossi said, no, he doesn't mean to be clear. Because at Pnei Pesach could mean we're still up against the last day of Pesach, so it's still Pesach sensitive, and my swimming pool is very Pesach sensitive. So you can't come into my swimming pool now. So that's a complete reversal of the Shitot over here. Rabbi Meir holds that person is not Machmas Atzmanosophic, and Rabbi Yossi holds that he is. Om Rav Chanin Bar Avidim Amarav, Mukhalefet ati ashita. Look. Forget about that Mishnah. That Mishnah is well known to have reversed it. And don't think I'm pulling this out of a hat, my friends. Because Vatanya, you take a look in the Braita on that Mishnah, and the Braita makes that very clear. Ze haklal. Kol shizmano kavua. If we know precisely when something is going to occur, and that's on the 15th day of Nisan. And the guy says, ad pnei. So Rabbi Meir Omer achi yetzei. You notice that there's a reversal. Rabbi Meir is the one who says, look, you never know. He might have meant all the way till the end. Rabbi Yossi says, no, he needs to keep it simple, and achi agia. And that whole, you know, how does it go? Keep it simple, dude, or something like that?
Stupid.
That's going on, leave it to Rabbi Yossi. Okay. So, Omar Abaya. Machloke b'shteki tebanogya. Note that the Mishnah is talking about where you had two sets of daughters. It says, two sets of daughters from two women. That's what it said in the Mishnah. And that's what creates the problem of the ktana, who may nonetheless be gdola, from the one in the other set. But within a set. So if it's an intra-set problem, then there's certainly, we would never have said something such a thing. Bekat achat, there we use the relative gdola shebiktana only in the absolute sense. Everybody's motto that gdola is gdola mamash. The ktana is the ktana mamash. If you meant to say someone in the middle of that set, you would never have referred to her by that issue, gdola ktana. You would have said her name, Amtsa'it Bishma Korila. Because as long as, see, if you got two sets, then you're used to the problem of Gdola, Ktana, this is my older group, this is my younger group. So then you could be referring to, by Gdola, a member of my older group, even the youngest member of my older group, but she's a Gdola. But within a set, you would not have used that kind of iffy language. You would have referred to Gdola as Gdola, Ktana as Ktana. Anybody in the middle would have been called by name. Omele Ravada Barmat and Labai, how can you say that? Then the mission doesn't work out anymore. Because according to you, the emtsa'it shebekat shnia tishteri. Let's take a look at the ratio. You're saying that we've got a problem over here only because it's two kitot, right? But that there's certainly no problem about the middle daughter in the younger kat. That's what you're saying, because you certainly would not have called her gdola just because she's gdola and then a ketana, because now you're talking about intra-kat. An intra-kat is not, it's kind of meat, but it's also something I saw, but I was not going to let him do it. So in that case, according to you, there shouldn't be a problem. Now look at the Mishnah again closely, because the truth is something's funny about that case. He says, Kidashi b'dik ha-gdola. Eini yodeim gdola shebigdolot, o gdola shebiktanot, o ktana shebigdolot, shigdola min ha-gdolot shebiktanot. Now, it doesn't say in the introductory words of the father, I'm not sure whether it meant any of the older daughters of the younger. It says, I'm not sure if it meant the oldest, right? And so you're talking about there the ketana shebigdolot, which would be the ketana is gedola min hagdolot shebiktanot, but he doesn't say anything about, I'm not sure if it's the middle daughter of the younger set, who is still older than the younger daughter of the middle set. That he didn't say. And yet, when we talk about what's usher, we say everything is usher, except for the youngest of the youngest set, which means saying that the middle girl in the younger set is also included. So, I mean, if that's what it means, it's true the Mishnah is a bit ambivalent, but, I mean, it does say that in the end, that the only one who's not included in a suffix is the ketana, shebi ketanot, which means we will include the emtsa'it. But according to Abaya, who says we never take a look at a relative term within the same set, unless you can compare it to a different set. So in the older set, you could say, all of them could be gedola, because they're all members of the gedola set, so they're older than any of the ketanot. But according to this, only the oldest member of the younger set could be termed the gedola. And yet the Mishnah says, well, no, the whole set is included. So Abaya, I mean, the Mishnah no longer works out the way that you're reading it. So emtsa'it shebekat shnia, the second cut of the ones that are ketanot, let the middle one be okay. Oh, says Abaya, well, I mean, that's talking about that there were only two members of that set. You know, there was the gdola and there was the ketana. Now, I know you think that I'm stretching it, right? But the truth is it makes a lot of sense. Achinami mistava. Because, look, im ita, the ika, if Lamaisa, there actually was a girl in the middle, so why in the world didn't it say so? So then, litnei, why doesn't it say it in the list of what the father says? V'eni yodea im. But it doesn't. It says, I'm not sure whether I meant the gdolah shebiktanot. He should have said, I'm not sure whether I meant the gdolot shebiktanot, not the gdolah shebiktanot. So if in the introductory statement to the father, it seems to be referring only to one daughter, then in order to change what appears to be a contradiction in the Mishnah, it's much more logical to say, even if you didn't have a kasha on me, it's much more logical to say that the Mishnah is clearly telling us that it's referring to a case with a lower kat, the kat hashniyah, only had two members, the gedolah and the ketanah. So now you sit back and you think, gee, why would the Mishnah do that? And then you say, well, I remember that wonderful pshat by Abaye. I wonder if it has something to do with that. And that if indeed there would have been an emtsa'id. So then we would have had to explain the emtsa'id. It's indeed not included. It's only the Gdola. And that, I think you must agree, Achinami Nistavra, because im ita the ika, if there is such a girl, why doesn't it tell us about her? Litanaya, why doesn't it say what about her? Come on, man, Anela Taimet. And how about doing the same thing with the other case? You could say, the emtsa'id shebekata rishona. Certainly the middle girl in the upper case. That is the upper cut. Depends if you speak in Ashkenazi or Sephardic, right? So the question over here is the middle girl in the kat rishona. She's definitely included in the suffix because relative to the lower kat, she's certainly a gedola. Correct? Now, it doesn't say anything over there. Mika tamila. How come, according to you, if the mission needs to discuss middle daughter, how come it doesn't say middle daughter? Oof, what a ridiculous question. Over there it says even the youngest of the oldest is considered to be usher because she's older than the oldest of the youngest. So obviously the second oldest of the oldest is older than the youngest of the youngest cat. I mean, so why would I bother mentioning her? I'm not stupid. If even the youngest is considered to be the oldest, as Koshi came the older is considered to be the oldest, I don't need to say it. But in this case, we got a serious issue because in this case we're dealing with an intricate issue. And there's certainly grounds to say, well, relative to whom is she the Gedola? Relative to her younger sister. I mean, there's an oldest. Why would I call her the older daughter? So, and that's probably why the Mishnah is refusing to discuss it. Ha, ha, ha. So I still maintain that if anything, the Mishnah is saying exactly what I'm saying. So, Achiyash, the Hatam Tana Ketana Dida even mentions that the younger daughter of the older Kat is Aser. So, Kol Shekein, who I didn't like the Kshisha Mina, so certainly an older daughter is considered to be in the suffix of being older. But Acha im ita the ika, here, if you wanted to tell me that even within the same cot we would have considered the relative age, then why doesn't it say so? Instead, it leaves us hanging with a contradiction between what the father says and what the psak is. Nitanya, say it! Omar le Ravuna, brother of Yeshua Larova. Now, wait, it's a good point, but then how do we explain the machlokas about Pesach? Pesach is intricat. There were not two different kitot that you could say relative to something that's entirely out of the set. There's one set. The days run now from the beginning of Pesach to the end of Pesach. Now you're saying that the question of machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi is a question of the relative meaning within a set, for heaven's sakes. So how could a bias in our mission you can fetch and say it's because of the two sets, and therefore we use relative references between sets, but not within a set. Now how in the world do you explain that when it comes to the Pesach issue? Aren't we questioning whether within the same set of days that extends from the day before Pesach to the last day of Pesach, what the relative meaning was of Lifnei? The very beginning, the second day, the third day, all the way till the end. So it's all within the same kat that we're using relative to the last day, it's still Lifnei Pesach. That's what Rabbi Meir is saying. I thought you said that we don't talk about relative within one set. Huh. So Pesach is kikat achadami, uplige. This is such a pleasure. And this is so beautiful, the abstraction level. Omar Lei, you got the whole machlokas wrong. The question over there by Pesach has nothing to do with the relative meaning of Pnei, still being Pnei because there's more days to come. That's not the point. There the question is, what does the word Pnei mean? Notice that Pnei has a double meaning. Pnei comes from the word to be pone. Pone means it's finished. It's turned around, right? Ki ponayom. Usually when you want to say something before, you don't say Pnei, you say lifnei. So now the question is, how do I use that word pnei? Do I mean it in the sense of it's over, or do I use it in the sense of lifnei? That's the question. Nothing to do with relative issues. And therefore, what we were talking about over there, mar sover ad pnei Pesach means ad lifnei Pesach, ad kame Pischa. Or mar sover ad demifnei Pischa, until Pesach has passed by and left us behind. Which explains why I would include even the last day of Pesach, which in fact is not well explained according to the other Pesach, because that's not lifnei anything. Right, you'd have to say it's lifnei, the last minute of Pesach. Okay, but at that last minute, I can jump into the swimming pool, according to that. Nobody's happy.
Red.
Nobody is happy. Just nobody's happy. Somebody put out a beautiful video about that issue. You saw it on YouTube?
Hilarious.
Yeah. Hilarious. Kidashti et biti. Or kidashti v'gerashtia. Kishi ktana v'rei ktana ne'eman. But kidashti v'gerashtia kishi ktana, and now she's a gedola, you're ne'eman. Nishbet v'upiditia. Then he's not ne'eman in any case. Ben shi ktana. Benji Gdola Inu Neeman. Maishla Resha, Maishla Seifa Resha, Biyade, Seifa Lo Biyade. Why not? Velo? Arebi Yadola, Siala Chalal, De Kapasa Menakuna. No, that's not a problem. Karebi Distoy Ben Yehuda, the Amar Benot Yisrael, Mikvat Haraim, Lechalalin. Okay, fine. So Biyodola, Siala Mamzer. No. It's going to be Akiva, Amarin Kedushitov, Sibachai Velav. Okay, so it's Biyodola, Siala Manala, Kohen Godol. Like Rabbi Zimoy says, even Rabbi Akiva is Moda, Tanya Rabbi Zimoy, Amar Minak Kolos, Rabbi Akiva Mamzer, Chutz Miala Manala, Kohen Godol. Shere Amra Torah lo yikach, and then it says lo yichalel zaros. You see, he only creates chilulim ve'ino se mamzerim. Now he holds like Rabbi Yeshiva. The Yomer bo v'nitzav me'ach alakiv ben Yosef. Shere Yomer kol she'in lo bi'ab Yisrael avlad mamzer. Well, now wait a minute. Heinichal Rabbi Yeshiva. Either time in an avshe, so he's including anything, even including siriase. But Ela Yilafuke Mitaimi the Rabbi Simoy is only coming to address someone of the Kohen Gadol. So then Harebi Adola Siva Lachai Ve'ase Om Ravashi. The whole thing, this is you're spinning your wheels. But Tisbra Reisha Mishum De Biyadohu Nihid Biyadol Kacha Biyadol Garsha. Not to mention the fact that Ilo Omer Hai Delo Necha Begava. What? So now he can force the guy to be Mekadosher Mimatzi Mekadosh Nialei Ba'al Korchei El Om Ravashi. It's a whole different issue here. Reisha Rachamone Hemne, Kerevuna. Yom Revuna Amar Rav, Minayim La'av, Shneeman Le'esorot Bito Minatorah, Shneemar Biti Natati Lishazeh. The moment he said La'ish, he asked her HaKol Olam Kuloi. When he said Hazeh, he was matir to this person. And that is only a Chiddush HaKrov B'Nisuin. There Hemne Rachamone La'av, but B'Shvuya Lo Hemne. Misha Amar B'Sha'at Mitato, Yesh Li Banim, Ne'eman. But if he says, Yesh li achim, eino neeman. Alma neeman lahatir, veino neeman lesor. Shall we then say in Matin Tidolk Rabbi Natan, Tetanya, b'shaat kidushin amar yesh lo banim, b'shaat mita amar ein lo banim, b'shaat kidushin amar ein lo achim, b'shaat mita amar yesh lo achim. He's neeman lahatir, but he's eino neeman lesor, divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Natan omer, af neeman lesor. Omar Rava, well, shani hatam, I mean, after all, he's on his deathbed, and he wants to tell the truth. I mean, given the b'shat mitaka harbe, ema kushta ka amalei. By on the contrary, laf koshkenu min hashta umahatam, where he's now claiming that he lied all along. The kamar le the dibure amart kushta ka amar. So certainly matmitin, where he never said anything in the first place. He's lo kamar le the dibure, and he's also in his deathbed. So lo koshken elam rabbi matmitan dolom vuchzak lam ba'achi velom vuchzak lam ba'bani. When he says Yeshli Banim is Neeman, because he's not being sotzer the Chazaka. When he says Yeshli Achim ain't no Neeman, because he is being sotzer the Chazaka, and Lafko Kamina, that's the Kulei Alma. He's not two witnesses. Whereas the Braita, there it's talking about the Mugzak Lan, Babani, Velo Mugzak, Baachi, Velo Mugzak Lan, Babani. We're over there. What's he want to achieve with his statement at the time of the Kedushin? He wants to achieve to patr from Yemen and Mari Lashakir, because my karma, Lemivtra Miyamam, Matsyama Patana Lak Begita. So Rabbi saw by the status of Mari Lashakir is the equivalent of Eidut. Viyato Eidim, and now they were Oker, that original Chazaka. Now he's trying to change testimony. Whereas Rabbi Natan Savari, there never was testimony. Mari Lashakir is not any better than a Chazaka, Dami. And lo ati chazakava akra chazaka lagamre. So now we're left. And the guy's saying, well, I didn't really mean it, so we're left with the original chazaka. Hamakadesh bito stam in abugrot bichlal. Mishiyesh shtekite banot mishte nashim. Viamar, kidashti biti agdola veni yodem gdolash begdolot o gdolash begdanot o ketanash begdolot shi gdola mena gdolot shi begdanot. Kulam asurot chutz mena ketanash begdanot ibu Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi amar kulam mutarot chutz mena gdolash begdolot. And in the other case, where Gedashit Biti Akhtana Ben Yodim, Ktanashe Bektanot, Ktanashe Bekdolot, or even the Gedolashe Bektanot is Ktanam and Ktanashe Bekdolot, Kulan Azurot, Chutzmina Gedolashe Bekdolot, to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, who holds Zainer Makhazat Philosophic, says Kulan Mutarot, Chutzmina Ktanashe Bekdolot. But the first case, the Ktanot are Bechlal, even though he's never going to be able to sleep with either of them. Shemamina Kedushin, Mishtun Labiavi Kedushin. No, my skin on. I thought it says Bogrot Lashon Rabim. Nah, that means Bogrot the Alma. So then it's trivial. Pshita. Bogrot Mayavi the Tayawak, Mayaskin, the Shavit, the Shliach, the Kiddush of the Mishra Bim. The Mada Tema, Mekabo Kiddushi, Adaita Didoka, Mekabo. What's where she said, but you keep Kedusha Lecha? Okay, so the Chiddush of the Mishnah is a filahi, lo shavek inish mitzvah de ram yale, vavin mitzvah de lo ram yale. Mi she yesh lo shtei kitei banot, v'tzricha. Di yash min akam maita, v'ach kam Rabbi Meir, di kima di ika, zutra min ala gedola kore lakas, it's advantageous. Avo ba'ayim and modela Rabbi Yosef, why would he call her a ktana, unless she was ktana the kulu kore lo? V'yitma baha, I would think ba'ach kam Rabbi Yosef, v'ach, where there's an advantage to calling her gedola, therefore, tzricha. So now you're saying, remember the Rabbi Meir Sava, mochitin ish nafshel sveka, Rabbi Yosef Sava, lo mochitin ish nafshel sveka. Problem is the Mishnah in the Dorim, where ibchasha minilu, the Tanan. Hano, there are a pesach atzorachi agia, achiehe a pesach atzorachi etze. How about if it's at pnea pesach? Rabbi Meir says, look, the guy's not stupid, he only asked achi agia. Rabbi Yosef Omer, achi etze. Omer, if any of the Dima Rav, obviously the Mishnah's got it wrong. Mukhlevat achita, look in the brain. Vatanya, Zakla, Koshis Manakovua, Vyomrat Pne, Rabbi Meir Omer Achietse, because of the stupid. Rabbi Yosimra Achiagia, Amrabai, Machloket Pushteki Te Banot, Avo Bebata Hat, Dimriakogido, Bekata Hat, Dimriakogido Lamamash, Tanamamash, because if there were a middle daughter, you call her by her name. Emtik Bishmakarela, Omer Vadaba Matan Labaya, what are you going to do with the Mishnah? Elamiata Emtsaicha Bekachnia, in the case of the Rashi, that means the younger. Kat should be muteret, and here it says they're all usher except for the youngest of the youngest kat. Well, it's talking about there was no middle. By the way, because imi to the ika, how come it was left out of the opening statement? Litznaya, it's a bigger chiddush. Well, the time emtsa icha bekat mishona, where that's vaday included in the suffix, is definitely a sira, and yet we never discussed her. Mika tonila. Boy, oh boy, brains, man. Okay, Ashta, Atam, Tana, Katana, Didali, Sura. Obviously, you didn't lock the Kishisha, Mina. There's no Kiddush in that, but in the younger cut, Im Ita, the Ika, then it should have said so to tell us that even relative to the same set, we would use the word Gedol Ali, Bimir. But Pesach is one set, and nonetheless, is Machlokas, Rabbi Meir, and Rabasi, Uplige. Omale, no, that's not the Machlokas. Hatam Balishna the Alma Kamifri. Marsava at Pnei HaPesach means at Kame Pischa, as if you said Lifnei. Umarsava at Mifnei, as if you said Pana Pischa. Adam Mifnei Pischa.